Reaching Borobhayanando is very difficult. If he's here today, he's in Italy tomorrow. In summer, he's in France, in winter, in Greece. If you go to his Kolkata office, he communicates via telex message, his devotee's only recourse. His office is a huge glass-walled flat on the 11th floor of one of his disciples' buildings. Every floor has 6 flats. The 11th has just one. And a garden, a small swimming pool, a swing, everything. It is with Borobhayanando's help and some string pulling in Delhi that this almost sunk by a chit fund disciple has managed to establish an import-export business and somehow build this house on Circular Road, a house in Delhi, a hotel in Darjeeling. Thus he ekes out a humble living. Hence, the 11th floor was given to Gurudev. And it is to that 11th floor that the telex message came. Bornomala. And that is how Bornomala, alphabet, got its name. Actually, the real boss was hoping that the people who lived there would have names from A to Z, but that didn't happen. It would have been so poetic. But those who can part with 4 to 7 lakh rupees for a flat there had not been named with poetics in mind. Can one have it all?